Welcome back, Catholic Connection, coast to coast and around the globe through the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And you know, we have always full coverage of the developments in Rome, including, of course, with our very own Joan's Rome, Joan Lewis. Okay, I have to ask you, I've been following this story, I know you have too, from a journalistic perspective and, of course, also from a Christian perspective. It's just a nightmare. What is up with the letter and the whole situation regarding Benedict XVI and those booklets that he was asked to endorse, but he said he couldn't write a reflection because he didn't have time to read them and they hid part of the letter and blah, blah, blah. What's the full scoop on this? Good morning.
Just as far as I'm concerned, humanly speaking, just a huge blunder the way it was handled. I'm just guessing that the Secretary for Communications people thought that if they asked Pope Emeritus Benedict for a kind of critique or comment on these 11 volumes, that how could he say anything but, you know, brilliant about the 11 books that were written, 11 books written by 11 different people on the Pope's, Pope Francis's theology.
Right.
Because I guess the Vatican was upset with people coming in and coming in, you know, so to speak, and criticizing his theology next to probably the mind of the greatest living theologian, that would be Pope Emeritus Benedict. So I guess they thought they'd get a different answer, because then when he did write, he did say some very positive things about interior continuity between Francis and the previous pontificates, John Paul's and Benedict's.
Right.
And, but then, so what was revealed publicly was only the very positive comments made by Benedict in his response to the January request by Monsignor Vigano of the Secretary for Communications, you know, to write something. And so the Pope wrote back just basically what you said. What was first not revealed was the fact that he said he had not read the volumes. He would only write about something that he had read in its entirety, and that future commitments would make it impossible for him to read those 11 volumes. So finally, the Vatican has to come out. The secretary, I don't even want to say the Vatican at this point, but I'm the Secretary for Communications, comes out with, oh, yes, there was this other paragraph. And then there turned out to be a fourth paragraph. I'm sitting at my desk doing work Saturday afternoon. It was going to be kind of an at-home day. And I get this email. Here's the full letter from the Secretariat, I mean from the OEC press office. Then we become aware of a fourth paragraph. So a communique that was not signed by the Secretary for Communications, together with this brand new paragraph in which the Pope expressed his surprise, basically displeasure, but his word was surprise, the Pope Emeritus, that a theologian who had been hugely critical of his magisterium and of works and writings of John Paul was the author of one of these 11 books. That had not been made, that paragraph had not been made public at all. So I just sat there. I had previously translated all the hitherto unknown things, and I just sat there and translated that paragraph, translated the Secretariat communique, and immediately posted them on Facebook and on Twitter. Not with any editorial comment. I just did here's the route taken. Here's step one, step two, step three. Here's the final letter. But as I think it was Lawler who said, if they had just released the 11 volumes without a letter from anybody, none of this would have happened.
Right.
But they released it in pieces, and then the more it's released, you say, well, actually, this doesn't sound like there is continuity between the pontificates.
Even so then it leaves you open from a journalistic perspective to say, okay, what's up with this, and what were they trying to do? And see, this is so problematic on so many levels from a journalistic perspective, first of all.
Well, the main thing is, did they feel the need to answer critics who don't have, you know, the best things to say about Francis's theology, did they feel the need to say, well, wait a minute, he's an eminent theologian in his own right. And by the way, you can be a pope without being an eminent theologian.
Right.
Because you can be eminent in many other things.
Right.
So that's a distinct possibility. But why would they feel the need to point this out? Because it was trying to fill that need that questions arose. And I know someone did ask me, why on earth would the Vatican Publishing House publish as one of the 11 volumes? In fact, there was another disputable character in there. Why would the Vatican Publishing House publish one of the books by someone who was totally against Benedict and John Paul's magisterium and teaching? So, I mean, there's that question, too. I wish I could answer a lot more questions, Teresa. I wish mm-hmm. I could say what was the real purpose of this, because not asking the Pope or anybody else to write a critique, they would have been on safer ground. Mm-hmm. Here's 11 volumes. Take them home. Read them. Look at them. This is our presentation of Pope Francis's theology.
Now, have they responded to some of Nicole, the AP report from Nicole Winfield and some of the other pieces that are out there?
Right.
What has the Vatican said about those secular reports? Have they said anything?
They haven't. There has not been anything from the press office itself. And I guess I would have to expect something from the press office, because that falls under the purview of this new Secretariat for Communications, fairly new, it's a couple of years old now, that's supposed to see to the reform of all the Vatican communications offices. But there's been nothing really specific from the press office on this. And the only other statement I saw was the one I translated, which said that they were dismayed that negative comments had been made on the earlier presentation by Vigano of these 11 volumes. And the journalists have written about, obviously, Associated Press, Nicole Winfield's discovery that this had been doctored. But it wasn't so much a discovery. I have the picture. I got it via email mm-hmm. from the Secretariat. And you see the last pages of this. Are you still on the line?
Yep, I'm here. Yep, I can hear you. Mm-hmm, go
ahead. Okay. No, because my phone is, I hear it ringing. Mm. There were two pages to the Pope's letter. We saw the front page, the last two lines of which were blurred. But if you carefully looked at the second page, which they covered for the photo with these 11 volumes placed one on top of the other, you saw that the Pope's signature was about two-thirds of the way down the page. So that says, wait a minute, we got two-thirds or three-quarters of a page here. Obviously something printed on it, excuse me, that nobody has seen. And it was Sandro Magister, the first one, to notice, wait a minute, what about the space on that page that the books are covering up? There has to be another paragraph or two written by the Pope that was not made public. Mm. And sure enough, that one paragraph came out, and then Saturday the Secretariat had to admit that, yes, there was still another missing paragraph.
Well, I hope they get this straightened out, and I just want to remind folks that we need to keep our eyes focused on Christ, and that the Church, as the Pope actually just said on
right.
Saturday when he was in San Giovanni Rotondo and talking about the persecution that Padre Pio faced within the Church, with many Church leaders and bishops
sure.
being jealous of his gifts, that they caused a lot of pain for him, but that he still loved the Church, and that, as the Pope says, the Church is a field hospital. It's not a sanctuary for saints, but a hospital for sinners. And lots of folks at all different levels can make bad judgments and mistakes. It does not take away, ever, ever, ever take away from the beauty and the truth of Church teaching, right? That it was founded by Christ on, of course, the rock St. Peter, and that we have the fullness of truth in the faith. But we want to report these things to you in full disclosure so you can, of course, pray about them And hopefully maybe we can promote some change where changes are needed. More with Joan Lewis when we come back. It is a Tuesday morning and grateful for a little bit more time. A number of other stories we want to address. We'll be right back with Joan from Rome. Stay tuned.